This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, Wesley Bryan picked up his third Web.com Tour victory of the year last weekend, qualifying him for that battlefield promotion to the PGA Tour. It is a pleasure to welcome Wesley Bryan to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Wes.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thanks for doing this. We're all very proud of you. Congratulations.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Before we look forward, let's look back for a second. You picked up that second win this year back in April. So we had April, May, June, July, and August. And you played well, but were you feeling any pressure to win a third?
I don't know if pressure is the right word to use. I found myself in contention a couple times. A few weeks ago, I had a really good chance to win, had the lead going to the final round, and wasn't able to knock it off. But at the same time, I knew I was going to have a place to play on the PGA Tour next year, so I didn't get too wrapped up in really trying to get that third win. And honestly, it never crept into my mind any of the times that I was in contention leading up to that. But after I made that final putt last week on Sunday, and it all kind of hit me that, hey, I'd won a third time. I get to go straight out with the PGA Tour. Even though there's only two events left, it still is pretty special to get that third one.
Did that make last weekend, Sunday, and the playoff any easier for you?
I don't know if it made it easier. There's still a lot of pressure. A playoff with two young guys that were playing really good all day. Just trying to figure out a way to beat those guys and win another golf tournament was a tall enough task, so I couldn't start thinking ahead until after the final putt dropped.
You mentioned the remaining schedule and what that involves, but for the folks listening, Wes, what now winning, and you're in the John Deere this week.
Mm-hmm.
The battlefield promotion, does it give you any advantage that you might not have had by picking up your card by leading money winner and all of those things at web.com?
Yeah, I'll be in the same category as the guys that finished number one on the overall web.com tour money list and number one from the playoff. So at very worst, even if someone does pass me, I'll still be in that same category with fully exempt status. But obviously there's a couple other things that come along with being number one on the combined money list, so I still have to go back out to the playoffs potentially and make a few more dollars to keep that lead. If I finish number one on that, I'll get into the Players' Championship next year and all the invitationals. So that's something really that I basically need to go back and try and make sure I secure that.
All right. Well, I want to get to that. Let's go backward a little bit more. Back to the days you and your brother and the trick shots and the internet sensation and all of that stuff. Was this always the end game? Was this always the goal?
Yeah. I mean, growing up, I didn't dream of being a trick shot artist on YouTube. I dreamed of playing on the PGA Tour. So at the time, the trick shot stuff was just a little side business that George and I were doing to make ends meet and keep food on the table. So, but in the back of our minds, we always knew that we were players first and we wanted to play on the PGA Tour. So we kept our game sharp, and I was able to get through Q School this past year, and the rest is history.
We're talking with Wesley Bryant here on the Augusta Golf Show. Tell me how this process felt, Wes. What, I don't mean to say this was this easier than it seemed, but was it easier than it seemed?
I don't. It was easier than I had anticipated. I thought that. Coming into the year, I set a goal that I wanted to be top 25 on the money list, and any way that happened, I would have been completely satisfied. But I didn't foresee all of this coming, winning three times and locking up a PGA Tour card, I guess, after the sixth or seventh event that I played in. So I really had to reassess my goals and make them a little bit higher, and still got a few more things that I want to accomplish the rest of this year. So I'm going to keep my head down and keep going back to work.
You mentioned the schedule. I just, again, for the listener's sake, how this works, the playoffs on the PGA Tour are coming up, and then the Tour Championship, and then a brand new season begins. Do you have any status because that brand new season begins? And you mentioned going back, playing some web.com events, maybe the Tour Championship there. So give me an idea as to what the schedule looks like in the next couple of months.
Yeah, I guess ideally I'd like to be in the FedEx Cup playoffs. Something crazy would have to happen these next 2 weeks for that to happen. But if that doesn't work out, then I'll play probably two or three of the web.com finals events. And then starting in October, the wraparound PGA Tour season starts. So I'll be fully exempt through all those events. I'll probably play three or four events before December and then get ready for Hawaii in January.
So you're in for Sony. You're heading for Waikiki. That's a done deal, huh?
Oh, it's a done deal. I've already booked my trip there. I'm looking forward to that one. Taking my wife for a couple weeks out there beforehand, so it'll be a good time.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. You know, the people who look from the outside may think, okay, you've made it now on the PGA Tour. Life is grand, life is great. But those of us who know you and you live in Augusta know that your wife is going to school for her career.
Mm-hmm.
Does any of this change because of what's going on?
No, nothing's going to change. I feel like she's been in school to use it, not just to quit and just travel around since I've made the PGA Tour. I know she's got goals of her own, and she's got things she wants to accomplish in the field of medicine. So she's going to continue to work as planned and hopefully get a job that's flexible enough for her to be able to travel a little bit with me. But, yeah, she's going to continue. She's going to finish out school, take her boards at the end of the month, and start working.
So what concerns you as you move forward? I mean, this has been a quick ride. This has been a fast ride. You know, and we talk about overnight successes, and nobody is an overnight success. You've worked hard at this for a long time. Are there, you know, you got to play well to continue on tour.
Yeah, I mean, I got to realize I got to keep doing what I've been doing. This isn't the time where I can just kind of start coasting and get complacent. I know that the guys out here are even better than they were on the web.com tour, and I got to continue to work hard and try and figure out ways to get better each and every week, and hopefully make sure I am contending week in and week out like I have been this year, and try and win a couple more golf tournaments. The only thing changing is the name of the tour and the names on the leaderboard, so hopefully get back to business as usual come next year.
Did you guys get a chance to celebrate even a little bit?
Not really. We went to a nice steakhouse last night, my wife and I. She drove over with me. And by the way, I don't know if you've ever driven from Kansas City to the Quad Cities, but there is nothing in between. So as soon as we got here, we went to a nice steakhouse and celebrated a little bit last night.
Well, as I mentioned, we're all very proud of you. Congratulations on this, Wes. Play well, keep playing well, and let's do this again. Thanks, and I hope to see you soon. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me on.